Do you really need to cover the toilet seat with paper when you go? Does it help? No, it does not.
What do you mean?
It doesn't remove any of the germs when you cover the toilet seat with paper. You're getting just as many germs as you would have had you not put paper. If it makes you feel better, says the director of the Public Health Scholars Program at American University, it's fine. But the toilet seats are not the vehicle for transmission of any infectious agents. It's better to use a paper towel to cover up your contact with the faucet handles and bathroom doorknob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't do that? Every time I go to the restroom in public, I always grab an extra and I flick the door open with that and then throw it away.
I do that.
I should start to do that.
Well, wait a minute. Well, what about those little seat cover things that they have in the bathroom?
I mean, it's good if it makes you feel better, but you're not getting any germs from the toilet seat. Like, think about it. All it touches the toilet seat is your quads and your ass.
Yeah, but I mean, but then you think about all of the people that have used that toilet.
A lot of quads on that seat.
Yeah.
Sure. But
I don't know what you're doing with your quads.
No,
man.
No, but I'm not going like this. So
I don't know.
Everybody who's hopefully on those toilets are also washing their hands.
But when you said that putting something on the seat doesn't do anything, Danielle, Nikki, and Kevin both looked horrified.
Well, I don't do it anymore now, but when I was pregnant is when I did it every single time. And if there was a restroom that didn't have those seats, I just would lay it out. I'd wrap it in toilet paper like it was a Christmas present.
Mummy I used crapping. To spray down.
Spray?
I would spray it. Yeah.
Just. No. Don't look at me. I'm not in your team anymore. That's weird.
to use like the cleaner?
To have a cleaner
on the toilet seat?
I would, like some 409, some disinfectant. I would spray it.
You have it in your pocket? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, I would bring it with me if I thought I had to use the bathroom.
That's awesome.
Why are you looking at me like I'm
so
weird?
Great.
Because you're sitting on a public toilet. Or I hover like a lady.
That's great.
You ever put one of those covers down and then it's an automatic toilet and as you're going, it starts flushing and then you have to pop up in total fear that you're going to get sucked down there?
The worst.
Oh, yeah. The absolute worst.
I also have to. I use a public number two, public toilet.
Yeah.
I have to wrap. I wrap my deal. So
you are still looking at me like I can relate to this.
Look at me. I want to hear about you wrapping
it. If you're doing the number two, right?
Well, I don't do that in public, by the way.
But you have before.
I'll go home.
But you've had to before.
I bet you he has never. I bet you he goes right out of wherever he's at and he runs
home. You know what? I have, and I'm not going to lie. I don't even use this floor, and when I would use the ladies' bathroom because I felt like it was cleaner.
So you deuced in the ladies' bathroom?
When I did mornings and nobody was here at 3:30.
Yeah, but when you do, you get toilet paper and you put it over your.
Okay, I know what you're saying.
So you're not touching it on the inside
of
the toilet.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying.
I'm with you there.
That is a lot of upkeep.
Anybody have any? Now, I don't want this to get gross or anything.
It's going to get there.
Kevin's giving out some good pointers today.
I
know how to use bathroom.
All of my clothes off when I have to drop, when I have to go.
Okay.
My husband does that. I know if something's happening because his t-shirt is somewhere in our house.
I have to be free and naked. I can't have anything on.
I love to be naked.
Same here. Weird. It's just something so primal about it. I just can't have any clothes on when I'm doing that. If I'm just, going number one, it's like, all right, whatever. But number two, I have to be no socks, no underpants, obviously.
No nothing.
No shirt, no nothing.
Even if it's like really cold out?
If it's cold, sometimes I will take a sweater and drape it over my shoulders and tie it into a knot while I'm doing that. I'm not doing
that. It's
cold out. I'm not crapping out.
Are you in an outhouse?
Yes, Nikki?
Do you take a shower afterwards?
I like to, yes. I mean, if I've allotted time for it, sure. I would hope so.
I have to take a shower afterwards.
Anybody have a bidet? No?
We're not making bidet money.
Yeah, we're not rich.
No, but I want one.
Me too. I would love a bidet, or I would love a type of toilet that has a built-in bidet where you just get,
You know, I went to Japan a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I am forever changed after experiencing the toilets there.
They have an advanced toilet system.
Well, you don't even have to touch the toilet.
What?
As soon as you walk up, it opens up. Oh. Like, you never have to touch it. And then there's buttons you can press. There's like a joystick that comes up, and you can press buttons to mask the sound of what you're doing.
Man, alive.
And you get your MP3 player hooks up to it. There's speakers in it. And then there's that bidet action, hot, cold, or warm.
I'll take warm, please. Cold is alarming.
Next year for holiday bonuses, Grabo, can you get everybody on the show a bidet?
Oh, for sure. I'm making that kind of money.
You can buy an attachment that goes on your normal toilet.
This is magical.
A bidet attachment.
That's the only reason I want to be rich, so I can buy one of them.
It'd be your best friend.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. 1025. Again, I don't want this to dwell in the scatological or disgusting, but I would like to know if anybody has any weird bathroom habits.
Here's something that's really hot that I've heard women do is when they're at the bathroom at work and they have to use it, obviously, they switch shoes because they don't want their coworkers to know that they're in the bathroom. So they have a backup pair of shoes.
Not me.
I have never heard of a woman doing that, but I like it.
I think that would be somebody who would do other things that ladies may not want to do in a restroom. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like that?
No. Oh. I'm saying like if you're doing it's a number that you wouldn't really be comfortable with doing in public.
Three?
It's fine.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I like the lights off and preferably some water running.
Lights off.
Lights off.
At your house too?
At home. Oh, I'm talking about at home.
You run water in your own house? Like, okay, I so like you're engaged, right?
Yes.
Are you guys like?
I have my own bathroom.
Yeah.
That only I use.
That is so crazy.
It's so cool.
Well, I have my own bathroom.
I know you do. It's great.
And I can't use the bathroom without having my laptop.
Laptop. See, my phone. I need my phone in there, but I don't need my laptop.
That laptop.
This laptop.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Boy.
It's like a 30-minute affair.
Laptop to craptop, ladies and gentlemen.
Look,
if you
sit on the toilet,
yes,
for an hour and a half,
right,
which I have done before,
right,
you would be surprised at what'll come out.
Yeah, I guess so. Anybody ever had like one of those colonics done or anything, like a you know where they shoot the water up there or anything?
No. Oh, no, the colonoscopy was enough for me.
I've always been interested in that colon irrigation or hydrotherapy that they do.
It sounds so miserable.
I'm interested to see what's impacted in my intestines.
Yeah, you're full of it.
Yeah,
you could do like the ear waxing thing and get the same effect.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's quite going to get my intestines if I do the ear candle.
But you can just gross yourself out that way.
The candle doesn't work. The ear candle.
Yes, sir.
It's
fake.
No. They've debunked that on what's the Mythbusters?
Well, then I don't know what came out of my head.
It's nothing.
727-579-1025. Yes.
I finally figured out what Danielle looks like today in her robe. She looks like somebody who fell through a frozen lake in Minnesota and just got rescued, and they had was a Ninja Turtles robe to keep her warm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
I'm
she was wearing a business suit when she plunged into the lake, and then they pulled her out and gave her a Ninja Turtles bathrobe.
Perfect.
That's a great observation, Seth. DJ, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, DJ?
Good afternoon. Happy Friday to y'all.
Right back at you, sir.
I used to be very much like Seth, where I'd go, if I did have to go, I'd go to the ladies' room because you deem it a little bit more cleaner.
Yeah.
But I'm an outside technician now, so I don't have that luxury a lot of the times.
Oof.
And what I found to replace that is this thing called, I'm not trying to do a product plug, but it's called One Wipe Charlie's. It's from one of those shaving clubs.
Right.
And it's like a baby wipe, but it's got eucalyptus and mint. Oh. And the first time I did it, I thought that there was something wrong, but it's supposed to tingle like it does. It's the most amazing thing that you can do shy of having a bidet or even a sprinkler.
One Wipe Charlie.
Yes, sir. Look it up.
All right.
Get it and just try it and trust me.
I'm going to give it a shot.
It'll change your life.
All right. By the way, show of hands, who uses a squatty potty?
No.
3 out of 5 of us use a squatty potty.
I don't know. I don't know if I was intrigued or if I was amused when I went to your house one time, Seth.
Yes.
And your bathroom is the guest bathroom. So
unfortunately.
So I went in there and I yell out to Phoebe. I said, is this a squatty potty that's in here right now that I'm looking at?
Yeah.
Oh, I used it when I was there.
Good.
It was
great.
Fine. Yeah.
It puts you in a better position to poo.
Oh, I didn't do that. I was just,
that's what it's for. Yeah, it's not for number one.
I just wanted to see what it was about.
No, you can't. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You do that for number one, you're going to spray the mirror.
I never knew you used my bathroom. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What?
You just made things really creepy.
Yeah.
Now I've got an image of you smelling the toilet seat after she's done with it.
I would never do that.
Okay.
I only think about it.
Why wouldn't you just stand up on the toilet and squat?
I don't know, but the squatty potty, for some reason, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
It changes your life and your bathroom
habits. Use one, Nikki?
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah, they're so wonderful.
Oh, she's the only lady I know that has one.
I mean, it gives you more productive time in there.
Everybody in my family has one.
Yeah.
Well, we get like separate ones?
No, like, I mean, like my outside family too, also. Like,
right.
My aunt has one in every single one of her bathrooms.
They're
that
great.
Was on Shark Tank, right?
Yes.
Because I remember seeing it on Shark Tank and thinking it was the most obscene thing in the world.
Who invested
and now everyone
in
has
that?
One.
I don't
probably
know.
Mark Cuban.
Probably. Really? They're magical. I am a huge fan of the squatty
potty.
Hey,
75% of the world squats.
Yep. They do, and it gets everything moving the way it should be. If you're sitting, you're not quite doing it properly, but if you're squatting, then you're evacuating everything the way it needs to be evacuated. Yeah, big. You can get them at Bed Bath & Beyonce, and they're like, what, $20, I think?
Amazon Prime, it'll come right to my house.
Oh, I love
days.
Amazon. Don't get me started on on Amazon Prime.
I got one as a birthday present last year.
That's a sexy birthday present.
That's a horrible birthday present.
I got a few other things too. Okay. But she got Phoebe got me a massage, and I got home with a squatty potty sitting on the table. I was like, this day can't get any better.
Dude, a squatty potty and a massage on one magical birthday?
Yeah, you're right. It was pretty great now that I reflect.
All right, so this is great. We're going to talk to a legendary Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Mr. Derek Brooks, number 55.
When you were in Orlando, were you aware of Mr. Derek Brooks?
Everybody is aware of Derek Brooks. Definitely one of the more popular Buccaneers ever to don the orange and white.
Absolutely.
And he does a lot of great work. Went to Florida State University, much like my sister. And let's get him on the phone here. Derek, are you there?
One second. I'm pulling over the parking lot.
All right. Take your time. Be safe.
All right.
We're here to talk about the honorary Buck for a Day with Miller Lite. Winner gets man, this is huge. A winner gets a signing bonus, probably very similar to the signing bonus you got, Derek. football's minimum salary, a one-day equivalent, a VIP day at the Bucks facility, behind-the-scenes experience at Bucks September 25th game versus Atlanta, and a ton of other Miller Lite prizes. What's it like being a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, if not just for a day, Derek?
Well, it's going to be a great experience for the fan to be the honorary Buck for the day. And I really want to specify that the winner must be a legal age drinking consumer.
Okay.
21 years old in the state of Florida.
So we definitely want to make sure that. But they're going to have a fun experience. And obviously, one of the highlights for me is I get a chance to interact. And I just want to encourage all the consumers to go out to our Miller Lite Tampa area retailers, whether it's Racetrack or Hess, Champs, The Rack. How about Courtside Grill?
Love Courtside.
Exactly. So you'll get a chance to go to some, you know, just a few of the places that are participating Miller Lite retailers and register to win.
Derek, look at you. You hit all those copy points like a champ, my man. You are you're a spokesman. This is awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm not going to say I can ever get used to this, but I'm excited anytime a corporate sponsor asks me to get on board and getting a message, obviously, out to our fans.
Derek, you going to take the winner through any tackling drills at all?
Well, you know, the physical part, you know, what I do, those days are gone. I'm excited to coach them. And participate, but the physical part of me participating in football, those days are long gone, so I'm doing the best I can to enjoy retirement.
We are talking to legendary Tampa Bay Buccaneer Derek Brooks. Hey, I got to ask you a question, bro. Now, I had never been to a football training camp before, and we got a media pass out there for Bucs camp this year.
Oh, my God, Derek. Derek, this member of the media, he had to take a knee just watching the Bucs practice. He was so hot out there. What a sissy. Yeah,
how do you do that in pads, man? How do you freaking get out there in full pads and run around like a maniac? It is 150 million degrees, dude.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you get mentally prepared before you go? Oh. Did you get mentally prepared? Did you say, hey, I'm going to training camp. It's going to be hot. Let me fill up with fluid. Did you do that?
If I fill up with fluid, you mean doing bong hits in my lonely apartment? That's how I get myself mentally prepared. I guess I probably should have hydrated with some Gatorade or something, huh?
Yeah, you definitely took on some water, man, or some Gatorade or the other type of fluids before you go out there. But it's a drain, man. People think, you know, we just go through it routinely because we're out there, we get used to it, but it's not. I mean, every single day, you got to get mentally prepared to go out there, not only practice and try to do your best, but you can't let the heat be a distraction. And that was a constant rally cry that we used when we played. Hey, the heat's going to be a distraction for the opponents. That's why we make them wear black or dark-colored jerseys when they come here in September. You know, I want to encourage you. When you go out there to practice, man, fill up on some H2O. All right, not no bongos, but some H2O. All
right, I'm going to do that next time, I promise.
Derek, in all your years of playing football, did you ever see a member of the media take a knee at a practice?
I've seen quite a few things go on with our members during my 14 years, so it's not the first strange thing that I've seen, but, you know, I'm a little bit embarrassed, man. You was under a cool tent and you still took a knee?
I got no excuse, bro. I've been in Florida for about 30 years. I have no excuse at all. I had to take a knee or I was going to pass out there at Bucks practice, and I couldn't have Geno Hayes give me mouth-to-mouth. That'd be ugly.
That would be very ugly. So, But I tell you what, hopefully our honorary buck of the day will be a little bit more mentally prepared than you were.
I hope he's twice the man that I am.
Hey, Derek, let me ask you a question. When you see people still rocking the 55 jerseys at the Bucks games and around town, how does that make you feel? Is it a different feeling from when you used to play, or is it still the same feeling?
Well, it's all about, you know, me just saying, you know, thank you for the support. And to be honest with you guys, for joy, when I see people walk up to me, whether they're wearing a jersey, and they're very gracious for being a fan of Derrick Brooks as a human being and as a man.
Wow, and you sound like a grateful guy, and I just want to get your take. Of course, we all mourn the passing of the great Buccaneer Leroy Selman. In your own words, Derrick, tell us what he meant to you and to the Tampa Bay Buccaneer community at large.
I think, first of all, for me, I got to say Leroy treated me like I was a teammate. And, you know, the words that people are saying, you know, from humility to a great leader, to a great man, to an ambassador for Tampa Bay, all those things are true, and he led by example. And it's his footsteps that I try to follow in my tenure here in Tampa, from as a player all the way till now, the things that I do in the community. He set a high standard, and he got the bar raised high, and I'm just trying to do my best to walk along those footsteps. And I had the pleasure of interacting with him on a lot of community-based projects where, you know, I could call on him or he can call on me of support no matter what the initiative is or was. We was behind it 1,000%. And that's what he meant to me. And I know we lost two great legends here the past few months, Tom McCuen as well as, you know, Leroy. But for me personally, the void that Leroy had in terms of how I looked at him as a man, it's probably not going to be fulfilled, but I'm going to try to do the best I can to keep his spirit alive by everything that I do and being an ambassador for the Tampa Bay area.
It shows, man. It really shows, Derek. You're a class act. Everybody go to www.buccaneers.com/MillerLite or to the participating Miller Lite Tampa area retailers. You can be an honorary buck for a day. We're talking to Derek Brooks.
Hey, Derek, I just have one last question. Do you play fantasy football, or is that just for us losers?
No, I'm getting into it slowly. So I'm gonna start out in the minor leagues. There's a couple major leagues out there in fantasy football. So I'm gonna start out this year in the minor leagues and get used to playing. I give advice to anybody that played fantasy football. I give my opinion. But this season, I've actually dove into the game. I'm into a small minor league. You know, some amateur. You know, here I am playing fantasy football. I'm an amateur. So I will start out small, and then next year I'll move into the big league.
Hey, Derek, one final question for you, too. How do we solve the Tampa Bay Bucks attendance problems, man? Last year the team was the only team in the NFL that had all their home games blacked out. I want to do whatever I can do to help this community and help the Bucks out. What can we do to get people to games, bro?
I think we can just keep preaching the message, man. As you get, you know, corporate sponsors here like Miller Lite holding these contests for the fans, and, you know, the players. I believe the players got to be our biggest ambassadors by getting out in the community and let people see them. You know, let them start to create their own legacies where, you know, they don't have to hold on to the Mike Allstars, the Derrick Brookses, the John Lynches, and Warren Sapps of the world. They can start to connect with this team. And, you know, obviously winning is going to help, but I believe the players, the more that they can get out and establish themselves in the communities, I think that'll win fans over as well, that someone will say, hey, I want to go buy a ticket because I want to support this player as a person, as a man, more so than a football player. And it's going to take time. There's some healing over the years that has to be done. But the players cannot let that be a distraction. They can just continue to keep doing a good job on the football field, and those things will slowly be won over. And another thing, we got to stay out of the newspaper for the wrong things as well. I mean, just start doing things right. Let's start getting back involved in the community. And I think the community will slowly be won over. And as you continue to put a winning product on the field, that also helps.
Well, he's arguably the most popular Tampa Bay Buccaneer in franchise history. He's our new best friend. Derek, we congratulate you, man. You're doing a great job as an ambassador for the Bucs, and I can't wait to get involved in this honorary Buck for a Day contest, buccaneers.com/MillerLite. Some huge prizes. We appreciate your time very much, Derek. Keep up the great work you're doing, and we're proud to have you in the Tampa Bay community, man.
All right, thank you. Take care, guys.
You too, man. Thank you. What a phenomenal human being.
That was cool. I like that.
What a truly, truly great individual that we just spoke to.
He had a great point about the ticket sales. He said those guys need to get out there in the community like the Allstots and the Lynches and Derek Brooks did back in the day.
Absolutely. They need to build a new legacy.
And I think they are. That's why I mean when they cleaned house and they brought in all these young guys that are developing good young football players and good people to get out there in the community. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. And props to the Tampa Bay Bucks for getting the right guy too. Derek Brooks makes me want to preach about Tampa Bay football and get people out to game. So thanks to Derek for joining us. That's awesome.